everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Randy Starr, who is the Vice President of Technology for Blue Dot Solutions. Randy, tell us a little bit about what you're up to.
Absolutely. So Blue Dot does mobile line of business solutions and a variety of those, interacting with a bunch of enterprise back-end systems. And most recently, we've worked on the Advanced Mobile 311 solution that allows users of smartphones to actually create service requests and submit them to their municipality. Basically, those service requests are created off a Windows Phone device, sent up to Windows Azure, and routed to the appropriate Enterprise Asset Management or ERP system.
So in English, that means if I hit a pothole, I can tell my city all about it.
That's exactly right. Potholes, stray animals, graffiti, you know, trash that is someplace it doesn't belong.
And the technologies you pick are Windows Phone 7 and Windows Azure. Why'd you pick those?
Well, we picked Windows Phone 7 because we've had a lot of experience in working with Windows mobile platforms in the past. And although most of our applications are deployed to rugged devices, this is the ideal candidate for a smartphone, for a consumer-grade device. So we definitely wanted to stay with, you know, the latest and greatest from Microsoft and take advantage of our C# and .NET skills. In terms of Windows Azure, when we did a comprehensive evaluation of all of the cloud computing platforms that were available, none provided the level of development experience that Windows Azure provided, allowed us to use the skill set that we've really been honing over, you know, many, many years, and had the affordability that and scalability that Windows Azure provided.
All right, so how about a demo?
I'd love to.
All right.
So Bruce, this is our mobile 311 solution. And I'll click it right from, you know, the list of tiles. And the idea here is to provide a very, you know, short and simple workflow for, you know, average citizens that are out there that have, for instance, run over a pothole and would like to report that to their municipality. So the first thing they can do is simply indicate where the problem lies. This is going to take advantage of the GPS capabilities of the device and the Bing Maps, basically zeroing in on our current location. We also have the ability to search for a specific location, and we can use favorite locations that we've pinned previously. This is particularly useful if somebody's driving down the road and shouldn't really be using their smartphone. We give them one, you know, button access to save that location. So I'm going to go ahead and select that particular location, providing that my finger is going to cooperate with me. And now we have, you know, an option to indicate what the problem is. Now the interesting thing here, Bruce, is that these categories are actually coming from the municipality enterprise system for this location. So we send that location information to Azure, we find the appropriate jurisdiction or municipality, and we query their EAM or ERP system for the kind of complaints that citizens get to register. So now I can simply drill down through these categories, and I can say that I'm looking for streets and sidewalks and find the appropriate item, or I can do a quick search. Here in Denver, if I search for pot, I'm going to get pothole. In places in California, you could get a variety of answers. Now I have the opportunity to capture some optional information. These are the only two pieces of data that are required for a service request. But if I want, I can go ahead and use the camera. I can either search through existing photographs, or I can, you know, take a photograph right on the spot. So we'll take a quick picture of the Denver skyline here. Not exactly a pothole, but a pretty picture nonetheless. I also have the opportunity to enter contact information, such as my email address, if I'd like to give the municipality an opportunity to reach back to me. Or I can enter in some notes if I'd like, and just I'll say, you know, my note. So the user can submit that request with that information, and when it's received, you know, within Windows Azure, again, it's going to go to the appropriate EAM or ERP system, and that municipality can provide a custom message back to the user indicating that they've received it. Now the user has the opportunity to look for different requests and request status. Here's the pothole that we just reported. We can go in and immediately see that this has been handled and has gone out through an email handler. Others might go in specifically to that ERP or EAM system. And one other thing I want to point out is, you know, these are the locations that we've been able to save just by indicating through one click that that's where we are. When we go back and we look at our location on the map, we had an option here with flags. And if I select the flags, it'll show me all of the different service requests that have been reported for that particular area. So lots of nice features.
Thank you very much, Randy. I appreciate you being here today. We'll see you next time. Thank you very much, Bruce. My pleasure.